JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 62, The Lovers of Zion.
This YouTube clip is being filmed in the hills of Judea, which is a fitting background for the subject matter that it will cover. One of the legacies of the Gaon of Vilna was a love for the land of Israel that was personified in the fact that his disciples actually moved to the land of Israel. Beginning in 1803, there was a steady immigration of Eastern European Jews to the land of Israel, small but steady, so that by 1846, there were over 40,000 Jews in the country. And by the 1870s, the Jews were the majority population in cities such as Jerusalem, Safed, and even in Jaffa. And the Jews who came not in an organized fashion. There was no organization that sent them. There was no Jewish agency. They came, so to speak, on their own. In the 1870s, under the leadership of the great Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who was the head of the yeshiva in Valozhin, an organization was created called the Lovers of Zion. And the task of the Lovers of Zion was to support the Jewish population in the land of Israel and to encourage other Jews to emigrate and come to the land of Israel. This organization was not only composed of religious Jews and rabbis, but it was also composed of secularist Jews, such as Dr. Leo Pinsker, the author of the famous book Auto-Emancipation, which dealt with the fact that the Jewish people themselves could solve their problem of the exile and emancipate themselves. The organization naturally needed money. What Jewish organization does not need money? And therefore, the secretary of the organization undertook a bold move. He went to Paris to speak to Baron Edmund de Rothschild from the famous Rothschild family and to ask his aid in somehow supporting this organization of the Lovers of Zion. Now, the Lovers of Zion is the forerunner of today's Jewish agency or the Israeli Immigration Department. And the Baron Rothschild is the first of many Jewish philanthropists, though he is known as the Nadiv HaYadua, the philanthropist, but he was the forerunner of many Jewish philanthropists who helped build the land of Israel and to a great extent helped create the state of Israel as it exists today. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.